On a one, he licks it. Don't lick it. Never lick it. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
And this is the Lost Legions podcast. And today, what are we here to talk to you about, Pete?
The brand new Imperialis Militia Army list.
Yes. And first, I need to say I was wrong. It is a full list. I was suspicious. I was definitely suspicious. And some of our friends had the faith, and they were right, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
You know what? I was glad to be wrong, and I said I was going to be glad to be wrong, and I'm glad to be wrong.
It's always good to be wrong.
So, what are your very first thoughts about this Imperial Army Militia List thing, whatever its name is?
Knee-jerk reaction, I love it. I think it's great. I think the options, we'll have a little look for it in a minute, but the flavor that's built into it is very good. It feels very much like the old Imperial Guard Codex of 5th Ed, I think. I want to say, I'm not sure what I'm saying here. 4th Ed, maybe, you know, where you had like the militia platoons and things like that.
In 4th Ed.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's great. I think it's actually quite a big step up from the first edition militia list. Would you agree? Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, my first sort of knee-jerk reaction was, oh, it's Imperial Guard. And then my second knee-jerk reaction was, oh my God, it's way overpowered. And then my third knee-jerk reaction was, oh, I misread everything. So, like, and then I was like, oh no, it's fine.
Jason thought every Ogryn had a Thunder Hammer.
Yeah, I was like, what? This is ridiculous. It turns out it's just the sergeant. Everybody can calm down. And by everybody, I mean me. I don't need to have a stroke that there's going to be like 60 Ogryns with thunder hammers pelting down the field at my poor space marine.
So not to date this as such, but it came out today. We have had a couple reads for it. This is just going to be our initial chats. We're probably going to get a few things wrong here, but we're going to have a good old chit chat about some of the things which we've noticed that we quite like the look of, basically, I think.
Yeah.
That's right, Jay.
And I think what we'll probably do is we'll come back in a few weeks with probably a militia player, and we'll actually talk through the list and kind of do a whole kind of breakdown of it. But this is sort of like Pete said, it came out today. It's super exciting that we're getting a free list, and it's a complete free list. Like, the Demons list came out, and it was, what, 2-3 pages?
It was a temporary thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I was a little shocked after reading this that this was a free download. And that's great. Like, I mean, I appreciate it. Like, I think it's cool. I think it's better than the Solar Ox list, strangely. So, like, why that is in a book and this is not?
Yeah, you could argue because of models, but do they even have a full Solar Ox range out on Forge World anymore?
I think some of it went away.
Some of it definitely went away, didn't it? I don't know. Yeah. It's
I think
really
there
odd.
Is some still, but I think some things have gone away. I mean, 3D printing's your friend, I guess. I don't know.
Like, yeah. Cool. Right. Let's have a little nosy, shall we? So.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about first of all? Sort of, this is not going to be a detailed run through because there's a lot to go through here, but to keep it short, so we're going to talk about some of our favorite things we've noticed so far.
I think we're going to kind of run through sort of what we picked out, and like, I think Pete and I both picked out kind of one sort of list, and we're kind of going to talk about that as we go along and the things that stand out to us. And again, like I said, we're going to do an in-depth view on this later, but this is just kind of the things that stood out to us. I mean, and the first thing that stood out to me was Beloved of the People. Because I was like, oh, you can certainly run your lord forward, do a challenge, get killed, and then immediately your entire army is really good for 2 turns. Especially if they're geared towards close combat. And as we'll see, the army that I've kind of picked out is definitely geared towards this. So, I mean, what do you think,
Peter? Well, Tell the guys what Beloved by the People does a little bit, just to give them a bit of an idea as to what you're going to want to be running.
So, once you die, because you're so beloved, everyone raises up and they're like, they have a Spartacus moment. And they're like, I am Spartacus. They all gain +1 weapon skill and 4+ feel no pain until the end of your next player turn.
Yeah.
So they get it for that turn where he dies, and then they get it until the end of your next turn. So basically you get it for two assault phases.
So 4+ feel no pain on your Ogryns.
Yeah. I don't know what my list is.
Who said that? I don't know what you're about.
That's spoilers.
So 4+ feel no pain on your Grenadiers, yeah?
On your guard.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, cool. Good. Yeah, I think it's
this is exactly how I was thinking. What were you thinking? What stood out to you?
The one that stood out to me is the Connoisseur of Alien Curious, because I feel that this will be absolutely hilarious to see what happens in a game. Purely that. The D6 roll-off, I think, is going to be hilarious when it comes off.
It's very rogue trader, right? Like,
yeah.
This is like, you could do a really cool rogue trader force with this, and I think there's, there's Survivors of the Dark Ages. There's a whole bunch of, like, high-tech ones in there as well. I think you could do something really cool with this and theming your force to be a rogue trader. That actually also interests me as well, and strangely interests me more than my Ogryn list. So what does it do?
So you really want, there's a number of options you get, well, not a number of options, there's a number of potential things that go, don't roll a one, I believe you just die, you suffer an automatic wound with the instant death special rule. You may make an invuln save. Other units within 12 inches take a damage modifier, about strength 8, AP 4, from what I'm reading here. Christ, that's pretty mad. So basically your HQ goes, it's time for me to use the artifact, that this rare artifact that we found on our planet from years gone by, we're going to use it. It's time to use it.
On a one, he puts his genitals in a food processor. Yeah.
On a one, he licks it. Don't lick it. Never lick it. So that's pretty much like the big red button, right? So he's pushing the big red button.
Always be aware of what you're licking.
Yeah, always. Rule number one. So don't roll the one. He's going to go bye-bye, and a lot of friends will go bye-bye with him. What else happens? Yeah, 2-3. The Warlord's controller player must nominate one unit, friendly or enemy, within 12 inches and line of sight of the Warlord. That's worded really weirdly. That unit suffers D6 plus 1 hits at strength at AP 4, which I count as having the deflagrate special rule. So you must select a unit, friendly or enemy. That's quite fun.
And then, so
2-3 is bad, potentially.
You can get them to lick it.
Yeah. Who wants to lick?
Okay. What happens on 4-5?
Yeah, 4-5. The Warlord and all models in the same unit gain the Rage 2 and Furious Charge 2 special rule for the remainder of that game.
Ah, so they stick it now.
No one's licking anything anymore. This is getting very odd. I don't even want to talk about number six.
You started this.
Number six, the rare artifact goes into full unadulterated mode, and he gains the Eternal Warrior and Feel No Pain 4+ special roll for the remainder of the battle. And then if this result is rolled again, then the Warlord also gains a bonus of +1 to their strength and toughness characteristic for the remainder of the battle. If the result is rolled for a third time, up to a maximum of 6 for either... What, you can keep rolling it? Once per game turn at the start of any game. You know when we said we haven't read this through fully? This is exactly this. So what? You roll it once per game turn at the start of any game turn. I thought it was just once. I thought you just lick it once. You lick it every turn.
You lick it every turn. You're magic 8-ball. What is my bang?
So basically, that's quite cool. You could, in theory, have a strength 6, toughness 6, field of pain 4+, eternal warrior, badass. Or in theory, you could just instantly die and strength 8, AP 4 hits everyone else.
So if you roll a 6 and then you lick it for a 1, you won't instantly die.
Yeah, no, you do. You just suffer the instant death roll.
No, but you have Eternal Warrior, so you don't care. You have to get a 6 before you roll a 1, and then you're safe.
Yeah, poke then lick. Got you. Right.
Exactly.
All right. So yeah, that's what I like anyway, is the Connoisseur of Alien Curious. There's lots of different things here. So yeah, the Connoisseur of Alien Curious. Yes. That's good fun. Brilliant.
All right. We will move on.
Move on swiftly.
Your strange alien fruit.
So we're gonna skip past the Force Commander and all his little bits and bobs, but we're gonna come into the Providences of War, because this is where obviously the flavor really starts to come in. So Jay, tell us about your one.
I mean, the first thing that stood out to me was Ogryn conscripts. So your Ogryns are troops, and yes, since you can combine two of them, feral warriors. Because you want your Ogryns to charge anyway, so they have to charge. Mm. That's the downside if they can. And they can take chain axes.
Yes.
So how do you feel about 60 Ogryns with chain axes, sergeants with thunder hammers, charging at you with yeah, ready for this? Discipline masters and medics.
Yeah.
They feel no pain. So five of them vulnerable save from their boarding shield. They have five up field of pain.
Yeah.
Toughness five. They have four up flak armor. They're running across the field.
How many wounds they have? Three wounds? Is it three wounds still?
Four wounds each.
Four wounds now.
I think it might be three.
Don't know.
Maybe three wounds.
Yeah.
I think it's three wounds. But their toughness five.
Did they gain line as well?
Did they gain line?
What? Why would they get, why did they gain line? What are these tactical awkwards? Oh. All right.
Oh, wait, do they gain line?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah.
Oh, no,
so
the compulsory troops gain line. Okay. So two of them gain line.
Two of them gain line. So it's like...
Pride of Legion.
Like Pride of Legion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Ogryn conscripts, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It's going to be... That's all you're going to see, though, isn't it, really? It's going to be the cheapest buy-in. Everyone's just going to be buying Ogryns.
The cheapest buy-in. I went and checked this out. This list... Not including the heavy support, it's something like 600 quid.
That's not too bad for a 3K. Is it 3K you wrote up?
Ish, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe three Lehman Russes to back them up or something.
Like, yeah.
I hadn't really decided. I just tinkered around. Maybe only four Ogryn squads to be, and then two conscript squads or something.
Yeah.
Something to sit on some deck chair squads that aren't running across the field trying to smash.
Oh, no, I think it'd be very cool. I think it's good. Are you going to pull the trigger on it, do you think?
No.
at least you're honest.
Unless I win the lottery.
Yeah, like, fair enough.
Sure, yeah. I'll do it.
Well, that's the big issue, isn't it? That's a whole other topic, I guess, is the issue with militia lists is you need them readies. You've got to have them readies.
Or you need them printers.
Yeah. And 1,000 printing hours, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think you really could. You honestly could actually take a really big assault Ogryn army. I mean, you could actually probably do feasibly, realistically, you could do three squads and actually have the support to back them up. And 30 Ogryns. I mean, 20 for sure.
Yeah.
But like 30. I mean, the thing is that like, I think that you get to the point where like, why not just take two squads of elite Ogryns instead of taking that and take another province? Like, yeah. Provenance is what I would say if you're only going to take 20. But, like, I think you really could do an assault Ogryn list. I guess that's what it comes down to. Because I guess the province allows you to take Feel No Pain and the Discipline Masters, which really swing it. So, okay, I would say 30 of them. you could do 30 of them feasibly. And I was also looking at the Gorgon heavy transports, but the only problem is I found out they're not assault transports.
No, they don't have an assault vehicle, I don't think, still, no. Which is... you need to be throwing these guys into a combat, don't you?
So the Ogryns will have to get out for a turn, and then... So you might as well just run them across the field, because those things are 250 points. But I was tinkering around with it, and, like, you can take, like, units of... five sentinels with las cannons for 375 points. Like, there's lots of really cool background stuff. You can take three Lehman Russes. I think they're about 150 points each, all kitted out. I think I was looking at las cannons and forget what else on them, but like, you know, searchlight, las cannons, and something else.
Yeah.
I think a pencil weapon. It was like 150 points. And I was like, oh, I'll just take three of those. Like, I started tinkering around the list thinking I could do an assault Ogryn's list. And I actually think it is totally doable.
Yeah.
Which is kind of really cool.
Well, I wonder if you could take for your second provenance, Cyborg Metics. Give them six plus, it gives them six plus Feel No Pain.
But with slow and purposeful, so they can't run.
Fair enough. I was going to fit because you gain your mechanic and if you have another allied detachment, they treat the Swarm Brothers for Mechanicum.
So that's when you do your cyber augrins that you use the Necromunda models for.
Yeah.
So you just pay 30 quid for two of them instead. And then you really need to, you also need to kit bash all of them.
Just some robot augrins.
Yeah. If you want to do robot augrins, there you go. There's your boy.
Yeah.
All Cam Jackers actually might not be bad either.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be we haven't even scratched the surface on this yet, have we?
No, there's lots of really cool things you do, but the Algren's made it stand out to me, and that was immediately what I wanted to do. And I either want to do Algren's, what I really would love to do, which I don't think there's anything you could do, is the Rogue Trader Imperial Beastman.
Yeah,
like that had like the Imperial Eagle chest. Actual, they were loyal as Beastmen. I always wanted to do an army like that, right? Like, so I guess I could do an ab humans list too.
Yeah.
Which might be actually pretty neat. But I mean, kit bashing those guys, could you imagine kit bashing all of those beastmen? And where are you going to get the torsos?
Yeah.
But I mean, I had that model when I was a kid and I absolutely loved it. The beastmen with the horns holding up a chainsword with an imperial breastplate.
Yeah, you ain't getting them anymore, that's for sure.
No. I wish I still knew where he was.
But he'd be cool, 100%.
But what about your, so talk to me about your list's ideas.
Well, I've two that have jumped into my head, really. I quite like the idea of this industrial stronghold. This is an aside, this isn't actually something I would ever want to do. But having squadrons of six Leman Russ just seems like that would be so unnecessarily cool.
Six and terrible. Each.
Yeah, with the industrial stronghold, you gain two more heavy support choices. They must be Leman Russ squadrons or Leman Russes. And then Leman Russ squadrons gain the rule that they may include up to five additional Leman Russes.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. So you have squadrons of six Leman Russ. I haven't even looked at the Leman Russ options, but that's pretty... why would you need six? Anyway,
that's a lot of battle cannons.
It's a hell of a lot of tanks, right? I don't know if they have any split fire ability or any reaction guns that might be helpful. It's just gonna be multi lasers, isn't it? I guess with the strength six, but yeah, it's a heck of a squadron. There's me building a four predator squadron recently, just thinking, well, this is trash. I need a six vehicle squadron. Leman Russ squadron now.
So you could have up to five. Yeah, so you could have 12 additional Leman Russ, and then your three heavy support choices.
So the detachment with this provenance may include up to two additional heavy support choices, but these must be filled with Leman Russ units. In addition, all Leman Russ units from the detachment gain six vehicle squadron Leman Russ squadrons.
So you could
field 30.
30 Leman Russes?
Yes.
Okay. And then Augrin squads.
But the thing I actually want to try is the...
Oh, you can't take Augrin conscripts with this. No, you can't.
Yeah. It's just... It'd be cool, like Talon Force, though, wouldn't it? Like focusing, I don't know. Anyway. The Unending Horde. If I had the patience, the willpower, and... a large amount of enemies that I genuinely hate, I would love to run the Unending Horde.
Well, I would say a large amount of friends that you genuinely hate.
I'd love, you know what I'd love? I'd love to throw this at Will Henry and just keep being alive. Just like, yeah, just keep shooting me all day long. That'd be great. Anyway.
You can't table me, Will. Yeah, you can't
I can't
table
be tabled.
Table this,
I don't,
table this, Will.
I can't be killed. I ain't going to win. Well, I can't be killed. So the Unending Horde, so you a detachment with this provenance grants the Endless Horde 4+ special rule, which essentially means when you are killed, when your last man is removed as a casualty on a 4+, they come back in on your table edge next turn. And bearing in mind with the way that militia squads work now in this second edition rulebook, they can be taken in squads of three for one troop choice option. Does that make sense? So you could have 18 infantry squads, and even if all 18 were wiped out in one turn, on average, nine of them are coming back on again, which is just hilarious. It's also a shit ton of models, like 300 plus models, which not needed. But I think it would be hilarious to see. What do you think? Terrible? It's absolutely trash, right? It's a lot of dudes.
I know. It's a lot of dudes, right?
It's an insane amount. And it just keeps coming.
It kind of also depends on what you can pair it with, right? Because sometimes if you can swamp people with dudes, I've played against Unending Horde versions before, and sometimes they were ridiculous and sometimes they were fine. But they always, I don't know. It has the capability to go either way. Honestly, I think. But it's interesting, right? It's fun. Like, it's definitely cool. So we'll see how Unending Horde goes. And we'll kind of see where this pans out as people start picking this apart and militia players start kind of, like, getting to grips with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Any standout units for you?
I mean, besides the Ogryns?
I mean, we got, well, the two biggest ones. We got a jetpack option now, militia jetpack.
That's cool. That's really cool.
They could become like little Moritats, don't they? They remove all their weapons and they gain like two las pistols or stub pistols, I think, and a jetpack. Just those little like Boba Fetts running around. It's pretty cool.
Definitely are not having Beskar armor though.
No. And what else we got? The cavalry.
Oh, cavalry is
the really clan cool. Falk Levy. Is that it?
I have no idea how good they are, but there's the like animal handlers. So like you can have,
yeah,
have Crocodile Dundee and a bunch of his little crocodile buddies running at you, which is kind of cute. I mean, it could be fun. I mean, the amount of fluffy things you can do in this list are amazing. Yeah. It does worry me a little bit because sometimes GW doesn't have the strong balance hand. So like, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to be like, oh, and my toughness 7, fleet 7 alligator unit is going to just run over and instant death you.
Where is
and
it?
I'm like, oh, what?
Sorry if I'm just scrolling through this document here.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, no, there's the Ogryns.
So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is cool. This cargo 8 hauler. You read about this?
So I was trying to figure out
what model it is. Model
was supposed to be. Is this supposed to be that Necromunda truck?
Yeah, 100%. This is exactly what it is. Just load the dudes into the truck and then and dump them out.
I was a little curious as to why the Chimera didn't make it in.
Yeah, it's an old kit, I guess.
And maybe it's I don't really know. Like, put your answers on a postcard and put them in the comments section why you guys don't think the Chimera made it in, or is it not fluffy for 30K? I thought it was a 30K vehicle. I don't really know off the top of my head. You do get rhinos. One of the provinces gives you rhinos and land raiders for the Imperial Guard. I think that's the veterans of the, or survivors of the old, survivors of the, whatever it is called.
Dark Age.
The Dark Times. Yeah.
Survivors of the Old World. Yeah.
Survivors of the Old World.
Yeah.
That's for a totally different podcast.
The cavalry, we're jumping through randomly here. Obviously, we're just chatting about this, but the cavalry squad, Jay, come on. Freaking cool is that?
They're cool. I mean, and they obviously have new models, right? So, of course, you need to have them.
Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, that's cool. And I think there's a provenance that also allows you to take all cavalry, so you could really do.
Yeah.
You could do the Trigorian militia, the Trigorian auxiliaries.
It'd be cool with a White Scars ally. Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, here's all my dudes. Here's all my Mongols with lances. I mean, yeah, it's cool. I mean, so overall, I think it's really interesting. We're going to see how it knocks out. There's lots of fluffy options. Definitely, you can play the old Imperial Guard. And I think it's what people have been wanting. What's your wrap up and final conclusions of it, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, for a knee jerk, like taking a first look, really impressed. There's even just thinking there about the Endless Tide again, remember when I had that idea about doing that droid army that awakens?
Yeah,
Now I'm thinking, Christ, that'd be perfect. Just these useless droids that just won't, so they're endless. Wall of droids coming forward from a puppet master sort of character.
Roger.
Yeah, exactly that. And like it's sparking all these little ideas and the creativity can go. And I think that's the beautiful thing with it. I don't think you run it to be competitive as such or I mean, there are going to be things like the Ogryns, like that's already looking like as a, wow, that's pretty good. But there's not much in there that looks like, oh, this is clearly good, right? A lot of it is just very flavorful. It's my initial thoughts more than anything else. But there will undoubtedly be something that's going to be broken in there, you know, for sure. Cool.
Well, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Let us know what lists you guys are thinking about running. Let us know what your favorite units are, because we're also very curious. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Give it a like, give it a subscribe, and go check out our Patreon if you haven't already. Sayonara.
See you on the next one. Bye.
Cheers.